We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, share a Coke. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover, alongside our producer and engineer, Tom Stipe, and we're glad to welcome you to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Well, we've got a lot of wins to talk about. A great weekend for Crimson Tide Athletics, and on this show, we'll focus on both the basketball and the tennis courts. But first of all, we have to say congrats right off the bat to Alabama softball, going 5-0 at the Easton Bama Bash, and the Alabama baseball team swept UNLV in Las Vegas. All of it part of a great weekend for the Crimson Tide. Tonight on the show, we'll first talk some Alabama tennis. Women's tennis coach Jenny Mines will first give us a call to discuss Alabama's wins at the Blue Gray National Tennis Classic from Montgomery over the weekend. Then here at Baumhauer's, we'll say hey coach to George Husak. His men's tennis team posted wins over the weekend over Texas Tech and Arizona, also in Montgomery at the Blue Gray National Tennis Classic. Around 6:30, we'll be joined over the telephone by Crimson Tide men's basketball coach Nate Oates to discuss Alabama's strong win at Ole Miss on Saturday. Then at 6:45, women's basketball coach Christy Curry will give us a call to recap Alabama's upset victory yesterday over ninth-ranked Mississippi State in Starkville. To join us tonight on the show, give us a call on the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline at 877-202-BAMA. Tide fans, you can stay up to date with the latest on the Crimson Tide this season by tuning into Tide TV This Week, presented by Renaissance Bank. Check local listings for TV times. It's available online and on demand at RollTide.com. This is Hey Coach, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Jenny Mines joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
In the military, you wear camouflage. But try this color, too. Crimson. It's the color of the University of Alabama. Military personnel, veterans, and their families can earn a college degree online from Alabama. Take courses and have access to tutors, career advisors, and libraries wherever you are. A degree from Alabama is respected wherever you go. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu. That's bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Royal Furniture, family-owned and operated for over 70 years. Come see why Royal is known for the lowest prices in furniture and mattresses and the most financing options to meet your needs, no matter your credit history. For a limited time, save up to 25% on signature design by Ashley with 36 months no-interest financing. Guaranteed lowest prices on a huge in-stock inventory that's ready for immediate delivery. Royal Furniture, proud sponsor of the University of Alabama. Come visit us today in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, or Jackson, Tennessee.
On game day, this Alabama tradition, Crimson Chaos, ignites passion and pride throughout Coleman Coliseum. Its goal? Cheer on the Tide. Intimidate the competition. At Ford Motor Company, we have our own tradition, too. Building the best-selling trucks in America, Ford F-Series, 42 years straight. F-150 is built to work smart and play hard. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
So, any homeowners in the audience? Yeah? Okay, all right, get this. The other day, my wife and I went shopping for a new home. You know, a place for the kids to, I don't know, grow up. And we didn't even bother to get pre-qualified.
If you shop for a home without getting pre-qualified, people might just assume it's a big joke. Fortunately, Trustmark can get you pre-qualified for just the right amount and help you close on your dream home when you find it. Connect with a loan officer at trustmark.com/mortgage. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. A pre-qualification is not a commitment to lend.
You know, there are lots of influencers out there, but Miller Lite prefers the groupfluencer. Yeah, that friend who goes the extra mile by using their influence just to get the group together. The one who would rather tell stories than upload them. The one who sends real beer to the table instead of sending texts with emoji beers. The friend who chooses to have Miller time over group chat time. Every group has its groupfluencer, and you can be one tonight. Get the original light beer and get your group of friends together. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Coach Jenny Mines joins us tonight courtesy of Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Coach Mines joins us tonight on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. First of all, Coach, how's everything going? Roll Tide.
Well, Roll Tide to you guys. Thanks for having me on tonight. Everything's going really well. We're off to a convincing start. We're starting to play some pretty good tennis, so I'm certainly encouraged.
Yeah, what have you learned about your team as this season has gone along?
Well, we have an interesting dynamic on our team. We've got four seniors, and then we've got one junior and three freshmen. So the dynamics and the chemistry is pretty interesting with a bunch of older players that are, you know, 20, 22, 23 years old, and then having some freshmen that are 18, 19-year-old. It makes for an interesting dynamic. But we have some really good leadership from the older veterans. I think they've done a commendable job of just kind of showing the younger players the ropes and really showing them how to compete, showing them what college tennis is all about. And a perfect example of that, Roger, was in our last match at Blue Gray on Saturday late afternoon. Match score was 3-3. We're playing SMU, who's a very good team, very competitive. And Lutza Fabian, a senior, is the last one on the court. Match score 3-3, and it comes down to her singles to see who wins. She split sets and loses the first game of the third set, so the pressure was on, and her back was against the wall, and she won six straight games to close out the match and get us the 4-3 win. And I think that it was just great for the whole team to sit and watch that and just to, you know, see what it was like to be the last one on, and you know, it comes down to you. And I always tell the team that that moment is going to come for each of them, and they need to be ready. So I think that was a great testament to the leadership on this team.
Yeah, what else can you tell us about the weekend in Montgomery? Fell to Yale on Friday, then swept South Alabama, and then, like you mentioned, had to grind out really that 4-3 win against SMU on Saturday to close out the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it's all about. I mean, just being able to be resilient and bounce back. I like the way we competed. We lost to a good Yale team. They're a nice team. They compete well, and matter of fact, they went on and had a really good weekend. They ended up beating Auburn fairly convincingly, 4-2 in the third round. But, you know, I mean, that's what the SEC is like. It's just back-to-back, you know, kind of hard-fought battles, and you can't get too high and you can't get too low. You just, you know, if you win it, you got to move on and take something positive from it. And, you know, if you fall short, same thing. It's yesterday. And the great thing about the blue-gray, I think, is it just prepares you so well for the SEC season because it's a grind, like you said. I mean, we're playing three difficult, challenging matches in about 2 days, less than 2 days. And so you're grinding, you're battling, and you just got to be resilient. You got to get right back up. So I like what I saw. I think we're playing better doubles. We played a really, really good doubles point against SMU. I thought their doubles was excellent. They were very aggressive, and we had a big win at number one. We had a big win at number two, and number three was two seniors were right in there battling Ann Salim and Lutza Fabian, and I think they probably would have closed that out. But like I said, I mean, I feel good about it. We're getting better, and we're competing better each week. I think we're getting a little bit tougher mentally each week. So we'll have our hands full with Florida on Friday. But I think it's exciting, and we're glad to be playing at home again.
We're visiting with Alabama women's tennis coach Jenny Mines as she joins us in the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And, Coach, individually, who's really playing at a high level for your team right now?
Oh, man. Well, I'm pleased with a lot of them. I think that Alba Cortina Poe is certainly leading the way. I'll brag on her for a minute because she's had just a stellar senior season so far. I don't know if I should say this or not because, you know, you never know, but she's 11-0. She just, you know, the thing about Alba that I'm just so impressed with is it has nothing to do with how well she plays. It's not about playing well. It's all about competing and keeping yourself in a good place mentally, you know, in the green light where you're just willing to do whatever it takes to compete and get that next point. And Alba won the SEC Player of the Week two consecutive weeks, which is the first time in program history that any of our players have ever done that. But she's 15-4. She's 11-0 on the season, playing some very good tennis, and she's playing some great doubles with Sasha, one of our freshmen. I think they are a very good, aggressive number two team for us. So, but like I said, I mean, Moka Ito's doing a very good job at number one. Isabella Harvison has done a great job at number two as a freshman. We've got some veterans at the bottom of the lineup that I think are just solid and disciplined, and those are the spots you got to win. If you're going to win in the SEC, it's important that you can win in the bottom of the lineup. I'm sure much like baseball and softball, you know, the bottom of your lineup has to help out and be able to kind of carry their weight. And, you know, Ann Salim down at number six, I mean, she's rock solid. She is a feisty competitor. And then, like I mentioned, Lutza Fabian, I mean, she's just really done a nice job of coming back. She was out for most of the fall being sick, and even over the holidays was pretty sick. And she is slowly but surely returning to her form. So I'm really pleased about that. And I'm real positive. I'm real optimistic. This is a good team. They're fun to watch. They play together. You know, they compete hard, and I'm excited to open up at home this weekend.
Yeah, we're certainly excited as well for the Crimson Tide to be back in Tuscaloosa. And as you mentioned earlier, it's the start of SEC play, welcoming in the Florida Gators on Friday at 5 o'clock. What can fans expect at the Alabama Tennis Stadium?
Well, we would love to have a lot of fans come out. I mean, I think that makes a big difference. And, you know, our players, just like all the other student athletes at Alabama, love to play in front of the Alabama fans. And, you know, Florida's a tough team. They always are, and they compete well. So I think it's great that I can't remember the last time in my 23 years that we opened the SEC season with Florida and South Carolina. So that's generally a match that we play more toward the end of the SEC season. So it's a little bit shaken up this year. I think the SEC is a little bit up for grabs this year, which is a little bit different than most years. And that's just due to, you know, either people graduating or transferring or injuries. But I definitely think that it's more up for grabs this year, which is it's a great thing. You know, I mean, I think anything we've kind of learned in the SEC, anything can happen on any given day. And you know, that next opportunity is always just right in front of your eyes. So you like I said, you can't get too up and you can't get too down. You just gotta be ready to, you know, continue competing. But it should be a really good match, and I hope we can get a lot of fans out.
Well, Coach, we're certainly looking forward to that. Thank you for joining us on the radio tonight, and best of luck against Florida Gators on Friday. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Thanks, Roger.
All right, that was Alabama head women's tennis coach Jenny Mines. Sports Collectibles is your source for authentic Alabama memorabilia and collectibles, offering autographed items, framed jerseys, and other great gift ideas. All signed items come with a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. Shop Sports Collectibles online at sportscollectibles.com. We'll continue with some tennis talk coming up as George Husak joins us next at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're joined now on Baumhauer's Victory Grill by Alabama men's tennis head coach George Husak. And Coach, Roll Tide, it's great to see you.
Thanks for having me, Roger.
Yeah, what can you tell us about the weekend for the Crimson Tide in Montgomery?
We had a great, very good tournament at the Blue Gray Tournament. We reached the final. Ironically, in a week that we had a great week of doubles practice, we did not win any of the doubles points. So we had to play a little bit tougher and try and win four of the six singles points. We did that in the first two matches and certainly had our chances in the third, but plenty of progress. The guys really fought their tails off, and they've really are starting to grow and certainly prepared for the upcoming SEC season.
Yeah, as the week's going to go along and as you get ready to start conference play, what are you learning more about this team?
That they're not afraid of anyone. You know, this has been the same team for the last 3 years, more or less. A couple guys here and there, but the nucleus has been there. And you know, I remember a couple years ago we lost in the finals of the Blue Gray, and after that, you know, we had one junior, all sophomores and freshmen, and there was some doubt. Oh, we're not that good. But after what we did this past weekend, and really we've got three losses that are by the slimmest of margins, and they believe that they're good and they're not afraid. And you know, I'm really excited for them. It's been a lot of fun.
Certainly has been. And again, some good results from your team this past weekend now. Getting closer to the start of conference play, is this a really exciting time of the year?
Yeah, I mean, again, we've got kind of three phases of the spring, and the non-conference is one phase. Blue-gray is another phase because it's so action-packed in a small amount of time. And now here with SEC, I mean, this is, again, it just means more.
It certainly does. Individually, who's playing at a really high level for you right now?
I'd have to say everyone. We've got contributions from everyone. Everyone from the starting singles lineup this weekend, where they were 2-1, but with really outstanding performances, 1-6. Our doubles, while the performance wasn't great this weekend, everyone is making a lot of great strides. Our freshmen who have gotten in there on the doubles side and a little bit on the singles, they've made a ton of progress. So I really... there's no one that's just standing out. And I guess in the years past, you know, everyone said, oh, you know, your number one player is, you know, outstanding. And I think that's something that was a challenge to these guys. And really, everyone stepped up. So I'm really proud of them. And really, especially the seniors, Edson Ortiz, Zizou, and Alexei Nesterov, they came here 4 years ago. And we said, look, we got to change this around. They were all in then, and they're even more all in now, and they're that much better as tennis players and certainly as leaders.
Yeah, how are they stepping up as leaders for this team?
They're speaking, and really, I try and ask as many questions as possible of the team. Not like, how are you feeling? Just more direct responses. How do we need to get better? And they're answering them very directly. No one's really shy, and I think that's because of speaks to the chemistry that they have with each other and also the culture. And I just ran into them, and they're all going down to another spot for 50 Cent Wings tonight. So, you know, that's their weekly tradition, and it's great. When they're hanging out off court and they're talking the right things in the locker room and doing the stuff on court, then I'm a happy camper. Or at least my wife is, I guess.
And you mentioned the freshman class as well. For these guys, what's the transition like between high school tennis and then a lot of the tennis they do in the summer away from school? What's it like stepping into college tennis and playing at this kind of level?
Well, I think just the volume. It's every day, every day. There's tennis, there's a team practice, there's an individual workout, there's strength and there's fitness, there's nutrition, there's not showing up to a... You know, our guys for a 1 o'clock practice are showing up at 11:30. They're having some food at the courts. They're going through prehab with our outstanding sports medicine staff. You know, they go out to the court a little bit early, kind of like shooting around as you would in basketball, and they'll hit some serves or something, and then they're staying for the practice, staying after, and then doing the recovery after. So it's just volume, and then trying to mix in the academics, which they've done really outstanding, luckily, knock on wood, here over the last 6 to 8 years.
So. Obviously, of course, you're busy with the men's team, but we just had Coach Mines joining us talking about women's tennis, and, of course, they were just in Montgomery as well for the Blue Gray. Have you been able to watch them very much at all, and just any progress update you can give on them?
Yeah, we watched them a little bit in the non-conference season where both teams were at home. We watched them a little bit this weekend, but now this is kind of the bummer where – when we're here, they're gone, and vice versa. But we're around the women there all the time in our lounge. We share a lounge together. We see them in the training room, and Jenny and I, our offices are right across the hall from each other. So we're constantly together, and really in a lot of ways, they help us immensely, and I hope that we help them as well.
Certainly do. Well, the Crimson Tide have some busy matches coming up, some great matches coming up, including SEC play starting on Friday. We'll talk more about that with Coach Husak when we return to Hey Coach in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Crimson Tide fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Alabama or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The Cooper Discoverer AT3, our most trusted truck tire, is now better than ever and available in three new models. The 4S, the LT, and the XLT. They're designed for the reliability and durability to find adventure beyond the pavement. And we've backed these durable tires with a Cooper Mileage Warranty of up to 65,000 miles. Learn more about the reliable Discoverer AT3 family of tires at coopertire.com. Count on Cooper.
Hey, do any of you Bama fans work with commercial trucks? What do you do to keep them rolling? Well, I'd get Snyder Fleet Solutions on the job. Snyder provides tire and mechanical service for some of the biggest fleets in the country from 80 locations, including 5 right here in Alabama. If you haven't seen what Snyder can do, it's time. Whether you've got one truck or 200, check them out at SnyderFleet.com.
At Window World of Alabama, their motto is the same as it was when they began in 1995. Provide superior products installed by professional craftsmen at guaranteed low prices. It's no wonder that Window World has grown to become America's largest window replacement company. They take pride not only in the quality of their products, but in the service and care they give you from the start of a job to its completion and beyond. Call Window World of Alabama for your free in-home estimate at 205-916-2189 or visit windowworldalabama.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Roger Hoover continuing to visit with Coach Husak. And of course, Coach, you cannot do it alone. Be the helm at the head of this Alabama men's tennis program. You have a lot of new staff members for this season.
Yeah, we do. We've got two new assistant coaches. Demon Kotrowski, who's an All-American and all-time wins leader at University of Texas, is here. And then my former player, Andrew Goodwin, who's an assistant coach, is here. While everyone like turns to the head coach, there's no way I could do any of it without those two guys. We've got an unbelievable athletic trainer in Katie Wheeler. This year we added a new intern for her in Sasha Collier. Our fitness coach is Ashton McLeod, academic counselor Jenny Sanders. All of those people, we got a nutritionist, Lauren Cave. So everyone is making these guys as best as possible. And really, when we talk to recruits about our system here, it's really a professional system on a college campus. And we do well academically and athletically, and that's the draw.
Now, conference play is here. You got to be really fired up to get to Gainesville and take on the 6th-ranked Florida Gators coming up.
Yeah, we were there last spring for SECs, and our guys are definitely excited for that. It's been a lot of fun going on the road with this crew this year, and they're definitely excited for that. And then to play the Gamecocks in Columbia, we've had a lot of close matches with them. And so we've got opportunity every week in the conference, and that's what makes it very exciting.
And then what about when the matches shift here to Tuscaloosa? A lot of excitement for Alabama's home matches that are coming up. Some great promotions as well.
Yeah, we have on Friday, March 6th, we've got actually our home opener against Kentucky. And then, we're giving away some burritos that night. And on Sunday, we've got Kids Day. So we've got a couple schools, including Holy Spirit Catholic School, coming up over for the match with Vanderbilt. And then we've got 3 matches over spring break. So everyone who has a staycation, March 15th, we've got our version of the Iron Bowl. And then we've got Georgia and Tennessee on the 20th and 22nd. So great opportunities and all opportunities for us to respond and get better.
And also, I understand there's going to be some special guests joining you for some first serves.
There is. On Kids Day, we've got our one and only quarterback. And everyone's like, oh, Tua, Tua. But no, we're really excited to have Matt come. And he's already done it. He actually saw him in the weight room. And he goes, you know, I used to play tennis and would love to serve. So it was an instant, you know, hire. So he's a good guy. And we're very excited to see him. And I know the kids will be as well.
Well, Coach, we're certainly looking forward to some Crimson Tide men's tennis coming back home to Tuscaloosa. Just best of luck as you begin conference play this Friday with the Florida Gators. Thanks for joining us on the radio tonight.
Thank you very much, Roger.
Roll Tide. That's George Husak. We appreciate him joining us here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Bama fans, I want to remind you to keep up with everything Alabama with the new Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. You can download the Roll Tide mobile app now for free. When we come back, head coach Nate Oates joins us on the telephone next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Join the Alabama Crimson Tide, an international paper, to give kids like Annie, Sam, and Lucas in Alabama the power to read today. For every $10 you donate, a local student like Annie will receive 2 books. 100% of funds raised go straight to help young students in Tuscaloosa become better readers. Coaching for Literacy's mission to give every child the ability to read starts with you today. To learn more, text TIDE for Literacy to 71777 or visit fightforliteracygames.org.
Every time you pick up a basketball and practice until the moves become automatic, or shoot free throws until you dream about standing at the line, every time a fadeaway three
for the win! Can you believe it?
Means your legacy will never fade away. Every time you put on that jersey, you energize our community. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Hey Coach is also brought to you by Sport Clips Haircuts. Download the app today. Check in online at Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. The Cooper Tire Performance of the Week goes to the Alabama women's basketball team. Yesterday, with the game tied at 64-64 and 5 seconds on the clock, sophomore Megan Abrams came flying in from the backside to tip in a missed layup and give the Crimson Tide a 66-64 victory over the ninth-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs on Sunday afternoon inside Humphrey Coliseum in Starkville, Mississippi. The win marks the first time the Crimson Tide has defeated the Bulldogs in Starkville since 2011. It also snapped a six-game losing streak to Mississippi State. The win over a top-10 opponent is the Tide's first since Alabama defeated ninth-ranked Kentucky 57-55 on January 23rd, 2014 in Lexington. So big congratulations to the Alabama women's basketball team for getting that great win yesterday in Starkville. That is your Cooper Tire Performance of the Week. Make sure you visit Cooper Tire to find your local dealer. Count on Cooper, an American company since 1914. And talking about women's basketball, we're now pleased to welcome to the show Christy Curry, who led Alabama to that victory yesterday in Starkville. Coach, Roll Tide, how you doing tonight?
Hey, doing good. Roll Tide. Excited to, for the kids. And just thanks for having us on, Roger.
Yeah, we're certainly glad to catch up with you. Yesterday, I mentioned this to you on the radio postgame. There were so many moments in that basketball game where Alabama would, say, get down by 10 and then climb back in, cut it close, and have a chance to take the lead. That had to give your team a lot of faith down the stretch they could get this comeback done yesterday afternoon.
It really did. We were able to get some critical stops and able to give them one-shot opportunities and got some easy baskets off our defense and were able to knock down some open looks in the half court. So we've been in this situation before. These kids have been really close, and it was great to finish yesterday off and just get ready for a really good A&M team now.
Absolutely. And then you mentioned your basketball team has had some close calls before this season. Do you feel like that helps get your team ready for a moment like yesterday?
Absolutely. To learn from where we've been and the experiences we've had and find a way to finish yesterday. We really work a lot, too, in special situations in practice. And, that scenario with time on the clock, baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds, and for our kids to come out and finish yesterday, they really deserve it. They've been at it and working at it and stuck with the plan, and they continue to prepare. These kids have not let up one single bit, even though they've been close and haven't finished. But it was great. It was good for our kids, our confidence, but we can't look back. We just got to keep looking ahead and can't think too long about this. It's another opportunity on Thursday night for us.
Absolutely, getting ready to play at Texas A&M in College Station. One other player I wanted to ask about from yesterday, Jasmine Walker, 20 points all in the second half. Can you tell us about her clutch shooting yesterday for the Tide?
Well, she was a little down at halftime. I think she was 0-for-5, and we told her, we love everything about your game, what you're doing. Just keep shooting the ball. And, she continued to shoot the ball and really stepped up and made some big plays. And it's just a testament to her character. She's really grown up, really become more aggressive, and I'm just happy for her. That's what you want shooters to do, is just keep shooting it. And she had some great looks and was able to knock some down the second half. And 20 second half points in that environment on the road says a lot about, her ability, and just really proud for her, happy for her.
And it says a lot about, as well, about the play of Jordan Lewis, your point guard, once again really being a floor general and helping Alabama find a way to get some points and, most importantly, really get some stops as well.
Well, she did. And, to only have 3 second half turnovers, it all starts with your point guard. And, she has the ball in her hands so much. I thought that she and Sierra Johnson, Megan Abrams, Brittany Davis, Hannah Barber, we just had so many players yesterday in our backcourt step up and really take care of the basketball the second half. And it all started with Jordan. She was able to make some shots, hit a big three, got to the free throw line, just controlled the tempo of the game the second half. And that's what you want your point guard to do.
Now, coming up on Thursday, the Crimson Tide again getting ready for a road trip to Texas A&M. Earlier in the season, faced Texas A&M. It was a tight game here in Tuscaloosa as the Aggies got the win 79-74. What did you really learn from that first matchup against A&M, and what may be different coming up on Thursday night?
Well, obviously, it was a tough one because we led until the last minute or so of the game, and really a lot of self-induced mistakes, a couple of tendencies that we didn't understand as far as player tendencies. A couple of critical turnovers. If we can clean some things up, I think the biggest thing against Texas A&M is you've got to contain India Jones on the glass, and you really got to rebound. You can't give them easy baskets in transition. And, again, it's another similar team to Mississippi State and how they play. And it's a good lesson for us here on Sunday, how we need to take, the things that we've learned along the way throughout the season into Texas A&M.
Yeah, I imagine after a win like Alabama had on Sunday at Mississippi State, ninth-ranked team in the country, that's going to give them a lot of confidence about learning how to play together on the road. You got to be really fired up to see them in a road environment once again.
Absolutely. Our kids have really done a great job on the road. To look at what we did at Georgia, 2 weeks ago, and what we did at home against Auburn and then at Ole Miss. We've had some great road experiences here the last 3 weeks, and I think our kids continue to get stronger. They continue to understand that it's about defending, you know, and you got to take care of the ball on the road, and our kids are really doing that right now. And we're going to build off yesterday and try to go to College Station and get a win. It's really important, that sense of urgency we have to have right now.
Well, we know you're preparing for the Aggies coming up on Thursday, but just quickly, I did want to talk about Senior Day that's coming up on Sunday at Coleman Coliseum against Missouri. You got to be really proud to honor this outstanding senior class coming up in the regular season home finale.
We are. We're excited. And, you know, it's been a great senior group. You know, you start with Shelby Gibson, who has had the injury and had to medically retire. We're proud of her and excited for her future in athletic administration. And she'll work on her master's next season. And then, you know, Sierra, AK, and Amber have brought so much to this program and have given themselves. And, you know, AK's the only four-year player and to set the all-time blocks record. And then Sierra to come in and commit to us out of high school and stick with it through her time at Shelton State. And Amber's a transfer. They just all brought so many unique qualities, and we're really going to miss them.
Well, Coach, congratulations again yesterday on the upset of ninth-ranked Mississippi State in Starkville. We look forward to Thursday's game at Texas A&M. But thank you for joining us on Hey Coach tonight. Roll Tide.
Thanks so much, Roger. We appreciate you. Roll Tide.
All right, that's Alabama head women's basketball coach Christy Curry. We'll continue with more of Hey Coach coming up. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Thanks, Maddie. I'm Hannah. I work at the Chick-fil-A in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm so stoked that you love the Chick-fil-A nuggets just as much as I do. A little thing I want people to know about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is that we cannot make them fast enough. People order so many of them. They are always made fresh around the clock every single day.
Real guests and team members paid for their testimonial.
You know the sound of performance. And you definitely know the name of performance. Toyota Camry, Corolla, and RAV4. A lineup that remains unrivaled. Toyota, let's go places.
Lease a new 2020 Toyota RAV4 LE for $249 a month for 36 months. Offer valid through March 2nd, 2020. Well-qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. $3548 dual signing. No security deposit with select equipment. $350 disposition fee. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Off-season? For Bama fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now with a University of Alabama Visa check card from Regions, you can roll tide wherever you go. And with Regions' Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit Regions.com/GoBama. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Everwood Treatment Company is wood treated right. Everwood is the most technologically advanced pressure treated wood available. That means no rotting, no decay, no problems. Just wood treated right. Everwood is your treated wood source and the official pressure treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you're looking to add or replace decks, outdoor structures, or commercial jobs, choose Everwood for wood treated right. If you need it, we'll get it to you. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Game day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Pick up your favorite bags of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great dipping tortillas. And let the game begin. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops. And wings.
It sucks.
Nah. Hot dog.
No. Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
51-36, Alabama with the 15-point edge with 17 minutes to play. Kyra the drive of the dish. Shaq three in the corner, bottom. Boys of Crimson Tide basketball, Chris Stewart on the call, part of a winning Saturday for the Crimson Tide at Ole Miss. Hey, Coach, is presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. We'll go to the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline where head coach Nate Oates gives us a call. The Crimson Tide, of course, has already hit the road to get ready for tomorrow night's matchup with Mississippi State. And, Coach, how's everything going? I understand shoot-around's already underway, getting ready for the Bulldogs for tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're just like to get the guys in the gym the night before and put some shots up, get used to the rims a little bit. So, guys are in shooting. Be light, and then we get them back to hotel, get them off their feet, watch a little video, get them ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah, some more time in Mississippi for your basketball team. First, going back to the game against Ole Miss on Saturday, what were you hoping to see going into that game, and then how did the Crimson Tide really deliver on what you wanted the game plan to be?
We really wanted to just see an effort. Like, you know, after the Texas A&M game, we just talked about let's give an effort, let's play as hard as we can. You know, I thought our guys got locked in, did whatever they could. I thought we gave really good effort. You know, we had a rough start, down 9-2, and then, you know, bounced right back after that, took a big lead in the half. And then I thought our defense actually kind of took a step back in the second half, but our offense was clicking on all cylinders. And, you know, we ended up maintaining the lead and won. But we got to get better on defense against Mississippi State than we were in the second half against Ole Miss.
Talking offensively, once again, a big performance by Kyra Lewis Jr., his second double-double with 17 points, 11 assists, and I know the number you love the most probably, zero turnovers. Pretty big performance by Kyra.
Yeah, it was great. Shoot, he's had a lot of big assists, low turnover games here recently. You know, he had the 13 assists, one turnover, now 11 assists, zero turnovers. He's looking good. He's gotten comfortable in the offense. He's playing really aggressive without turning the ball over, so our offense flows a lot better when he's playing aggressive like he was on Saturday.
And how about the performance by John Petty? 21 points, he was able to knock down 4 3-pointers. What did you see out of John on Saturday at Ole Miss?
I really thought John just got back to where he was only worried about playing hard. When he just focuses on defense and effort plays and playing hard, his offense just comes natural to him. I mean, he's a natural scorer, so I think the less he thinks about it, the better off he is. The more he thinks about playing hard on D and making blue-collar plays and effort plays on defense, I think that's when you see his offense actually pick up.
No doubt about it. A great performance by John Petty, Kyra Lewis, really all the Crimson Tide this past Saturday against the Ole Miss Rebels. We'll continue with Coach Oates in just a moment. Do want to remind you that we're coming to you tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and you can make your next party legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. We'll have more with Coach Oates coming up. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired. But I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Forbes to Davis, who dribbles to his right. Javian looking, lets it fly. Three, bottom. Nate Oates loved it. Javion Davis, his first three in an Alabama uniform. And the Tide leads it 101-78 with 40 seconds to go.
Another great moment from Alabama's win over the Ole Miss Rebels on Saturday from Oxford. Welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. Tonight's next question is brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. And Coach Oates, you guys are at Humphrey Coliseum in your shoot-around getting ready for tomorrow night's game against Mississippi State. Yesterday in that building, the Crimson Tide women's basketball team got a win. I know you tweeted about it. You had to be really proud getting to see that result come in from Christy Curry's team beating ninth-ranked Mississippi State.
Yeah, no question. They did a great job. I mean, shoot, SEC women's side, they got a bunch of top 25 teams. I mean, every time I turn around, Christy's got to play a top 25 team. So go on the road and get a win against a top 10 team in the country, that great job by her and her staff and her players. So happy for her. Hopefully we can continue the winning in the state of Mississippi. We need one more day of winning in Mississippi.
Yeah, that certainly sounds good. And talking about playing on the road, have you liked how your team has approached road games? And you got to like as well when you look up in the stands and you see a lot of crimson mixed in along with the other colors of the SEC schools. Certainly saw that at Ole Miss, a lot of crimson in the building on Saturday.
Yeah, we've traveled well. Shoot, Starkville's not that far away, closest school to Tuscaloosa. Hopefully we travel well there. And yeah, we played well on the road. I'm starting to think I might just put my guys in hotel rooms in Tuscaloosa the night before home games and see if we can't replicate the road experience.
Well, a lot of coaches would like to do that, I'm sure. You get to take on Mississippi State. It's been a long time since the Crimson Tide faced them. That was the first home game of the year back in early January. How have they changed since the last matchup in Tuscaloosa between the Bulldogs and the Tide?
I mean, they're playing better. I mean, we beat them. You know, they went on a pretty big run. They're actually a game ahead of us now in standing. So, Perry fouled out against us in limited time. When he's in the game, I mean, he's scoring it at a high level. There's a reason he's on all the NBA draft boards. Woodard playing really well. He's got, you know, a lot of mock drafts have him going in the first round. So, you know, but I really think Weatherspoon makes him go, though. So, you know, he might have ended up fouling out at our place too. So if we could go at them, get them in a little bit of foul trouble again, they're not really deep this year, but they're really talented in their first group.
And then for the Crimson Tide, how is Herbert Jones doing? Is he still in the same cast that he's been wearing the last few games? And if you've liked what you've seen out of him lately?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't had 17 rebounds like he did against LSU, but he certainly helped us on the defense end for sure, and he's starting to get more comfortable offensively. They're going to try out a cast that's a little, or I should say brace or something, that's a little less restrictive. Not sure how much more he's going to actually be able to do, but you're supposed to try that out for the game tomorrow, so we'll see what happens there.
And you got to love the blue-collar effort he continues to bring to this basketball team. And I know even in some recent games as well, you've been seeing some different players pick up the Hard Hat Award, and you've been really pleased, I'm sure, with the blue-collar points that your team continues to pick up game after game, right?
Yeah, with the exception of the A&M game, I thought we had played pretty hard. So, you know, I thought we came in and really played hard against Ole Miss. We needed to do that on the road. We're going to have to do it at an even higher clip tomorrow night against Mississippi State. They're third in the country in offensive rebounding rate, so you know, they were first on the offensive rebounding rate when they came to our place. We did a pretty good job on the glass. We're going to have to buckle down and really do a good job on the glass this time.
Well, it's time in the show where we always have the final word. It's brought to you each week by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Coach Oates, what's your final word to Crimson Tide fans getting ready for tomorrow night's matchup in Starkville against Mississippi State?
Yeah, I mean, huge. If they make the trip over, it's not that far. Need everybody behind us. It's our last chance for a quad one win this year, being a road game, and then, you know, coming back home on Saturday. You know, we really need the crowd behind us. We're at a spot where our back's against the backs are against the wall and we've got a chance to make the NCAA tournament, we need every last little bit of support we can get here for these last four games going into this home stretch before the SEC tournament.
Yeah, and you mentioned your team kind of feeling like their backs are against the wall. Does that really go step for step with the blue-collar mentality and your guys kind of relishing that role right now?
Sure hope so. I mean, they need to feel like it. I told them today, tomorrow's a must-win game. We got to feel like it's a must-win. We got to come out and play with energy like it's a must-win, being that it's our last opportunity to get a quad one win. So I hope it feeds into that, and I sure am looking forward to seeing the guys give an effort like our backs are against the wall.
Well, Coach Oates, thank you for joining us tonight on Hey Coach. We'll let you get back to shoot around. Look forward to tomorrow night in Starkville, Alabama, against Mississippi State. Roll Tide, and thanks again for joining us, Coach.
Roll Tide. Appreciate it. Thanks, Roger.
All right, that's Alabama head coach Nate Oates. We'll wrap up this edition of Hey Coach in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On game day, this Alabama tradition, Crimson Chaos, ignites passion and pride throughout Coleman Coliseum. Its goal? Cheer on the Tide. Intimidate the competition. At Ford Motor Company, we have our own tradition, too, building the best-selling trucks in America, Ford F-Series, 42 years straight. F-150 is built to work smart and play hard. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, doctors of optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
You know, there are lots of influencers out there, but Miller Lite prefers the Groupfluencer. Yeah, that friend who goes the extra mile by using their influence just to get the group together. The one who would rather tell stories than upload them. The one who sends real beer to the table instead of sending texts with emoji beers. The friend who chooses to have Miller time over group chat time. Every group has its Groupfluencer, and you can be one tonight. Get the original light beer and get your group of friends together. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Join the Alabama Crimson Tide, an international paper, to give kids like Annie, Sam, and Lucas in Alabama the power to read today. For every $10 you donate, a local student like Annie will receive two books. 100% of funds raised go straight to help young students in Tuscaloosa become better readers. Coaching for Literacy's mission to give every child the ability to read starts with you today. To learn more, text TIDE for Literacy to 71777 or visit fightforliteracygames.org.
Once on Tap, Next for Bama is presented by Bud Light. Well, we'll be back on the air before you know it. It's Alabama men's basketball squares off with Mississippi State tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central. Our coverage from Starkville will be on the air starting at 7 o'clock Thursday. Women's basketball at Texas A&M at 6 p.m. Central, followed by men's basketball Saturday against South Carolina at 7:30 p.m. And then women's basketball will close out a very busy weekend on Sunday against Missouri at 12:40 p.m. Central for Senior Day at Coleman Coliseum. Don't forget the softball team is at home for the Crimson Classic this weekend at Rhodes Stadium. Baseball team with a lot of games this week coming up as well. Alabama State, Middle Tennessee, and then over the weekend, the Harvard Crimson will take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. So we have a lot coming up on campus. For more information, go online to RollTide.com. And, of course, don't forget our broadcast again that all begin this week tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central. Our coverage starts at 7 o'clock for Alabama against Mississippi State. That does it for Hey Coach tonight from Baumhauer Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. For Tom Stipe here at Baumhauer's, Jerry Kelly back at our Learfield IMG College studios, and the coaches we are joined by tonight, Jenny Mines, George Husak, Nate Oates, and Christy Curry. This is Roger Hoover saying good night and Roll Tide from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Share a Coke. Golden Flake. The official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.